Jimbo Fisher joining us here on the show. Jimbo, let me start off with asking you a little bit about your appearance here. Of course, you said the alumni show out well and stuff, and this is an area that's been really good to you, not just on the alumni side, but the recruiting side as well.
Oh, it's been tremendous. We got a lot of players in this area, and I mean a lot of key guys on our team. And this area in football just keeps growing and growing and growing, and we're hitting it and pounding hard. And the guys that we've gotten up there are doing a tremendous job, from Nooney, to, of course, to Jacquez, to DeAndre, to Mr. Becker. I mean, all those guys. There's more. I mean, there's just this area just grows and grows.
I was going to ask you about Jacquez Patrick, but since you brought him up right now, I want to ask, how has he looked during this offseason? Because he was a treasure around here in Orlando.
He looks great. He's probably around 228 to 230 right now, keeping it down. But his body has changed. I mean, just getting bigger and bigger and stronger, faster. But his weight's. I mean, he's just putting it on the right way, running really well. Looks really good.
Florida State head football coach Jimbo Fisher joining us here on Live, Local, and Loud on ESPN 580. Jimbo, you've done a lot of the interview circuits. You, of course, did the car wash there at ESPN, Mike and all those guys. I feel like you're really confident about your team this year. How do you guys look getting ready for the season? Of course, you open with Alabama.
I am. I love the personality of our team right now. It feels different than it has now. Listen, we got a tremendous schedule. We have to go play. I don't know what the results are going to be, but I've loved our spring. I've loved our summer. And the dynamic of it, I mean, a lot of little things, and you hear the guys say, and just even when you talk to them and you have team meetings and how they're sitting on the front edge of their seat, there's a lot of little things that send messages. Now, we got to go play, doesn't win games, but at least the mindset and where they're at right now already. And we still got development. We just got 20 new guys that's incorporated into the group that they have to, that will play a role. And that's the thing about freshmen now, that those guys play such a significant role. When you have those kind of years, we got to get them implemented into what we're doing, and just looking forward to it.
And you open up the season with an Alabama top-ranked team, of course. I don't know if you're aware. You open with Alabama, Coach.
That's what they've been telling me.
No one's heard of that team. I don't know.
How has it been getting your team acclimated, as you said, some of those new players, and kind of getting them focused maybe a little bit sooner than a team normally would, because sometimes you can kind of get your team ready for a game that's not going to be as intense as a team against Alabama.
But last year, I opened up with Ole Miss, who was number 11.
Oh, yeah.
We had Oklahoma State a couple years ago. We've had it. I like this. Is not a bad thing, the right kind of team, and because it brings attention to the offseason. I mean, and it brings detail, and more importantly, it brings urgency. I mean, the guys, when you're in that summer workout, you're in the middle of that summer, and I mean, it's a grind on these kids because it's year-round. Do I want to do that extra rep? Do I want to run that extra gasser? Do I want to go on my own and really work on the throwing and catching or punting or covering or what? And you look at the schedule and you say, yeah, I better. And that's what those opening games and that's what they do. They make that summer more intense and more focused.
Obviously, right now, you're the official home here for ESPN is ESPN Orlando, so thank you for that. We cover a lot of high school sports as well, including high school football. You've been so successful at keeping talent in the state of Florida in a pool of just incredible talent, where you've got other guys, we won't mention their names, who like to kind of dabble down here trying to steal some of this talent. How have you been so successful at getting like DeAndre and other sorts to stay here?
I think they feed off each other, and I think two things. Open lines of communication. One, our assistant coaches do a tremendous job. They communicate openly. We love the high school coaches. They're our lifeline. They're our lifeblood, being supportive of them in every way, shape, and form. But also, over time, when you do right by kids and the things you tell them and the way things are ran, they come up there, they become your best salesman. Mm-hmm. And we tell those kids that come up here, listen, we as coaches can tell you everything. We're going to tell you all about it. Go talk to the players and see if we're telling the truth.
Yeah.
See what it's like. And our players do a tremendous job, and I think our coaches do that. And what we've told the kids has happened, and we've been truthful and had a great line of communication. And the other thing is work your tail off, build that relationship.
And that's exactly what your coaching staff has done. You guys bring in top recruiting classes year in and out. Florida State football head coach Jimbo Fisher joining us here on Live, Local, and Loud. One of those guys that Jerry mentioned was DeAndre Francois, who's headed into his second year as a starter.
Loved him at Olympia. Wow, what a great kid to watch.
Went down to IMG Academy as well.
We don't talk about them.
This kind of a year for DeAndre, I guess. This feels like kind of a year where he could potentially be a Heisman Trophy winner this year. How have you felt about him getting ready for the season, and where do you think the bar is for him this year?
Well, I think what he's got to do is play great football, make his teammates play great football. And what I mean by that, they want to play for him. And that's one of the things he did. He established his competitiveness, his toughness. They loved him. And then you go back and think, he's had five drives last year, the Ole Miss, NC State, Miami, North Carolina, even though we lost it, he still took us down to score. Michigan, I mean, when you have a quarterback that can make plays in big moments, we're the top red zone team in the country, no turnovers for him, high third down percentage, his touchdown ratio, no interceptions on third down, eight wow. touchdowns. In the crucial parts of the game, kids know that. Players know that. Let's go fast, block for him more. Let's run it hard. Let's run our routes right. He's going to get us the ball. And on defense, well, let's go get it back for him. Because if he's touching at the end of the game, we can win the game. And I think he has a tremendous future. He has to go back and do it again. But he's put a lot of work in. He's a great kid, and he's got a heck of a career ahead of him.
Now, the funny thing about the match-off that you're going to have at the new Mercedes Dome, I love that you're christening it. By the way, do you get a bottle of champagne to smash it on the building? When you're
they need to, don't they?
Two of the four coaches in college right now with a national championship yeah. are going to be playing in that game. The big part about game one is preparation. I don't know someone who's more prepared to face off against Saban than you. How long has it been? It's 20 years? It feels like 20 years. 2003, when you won the national championship?
We won the national championship together, yeah, yeah. 14 years ago. We were there 5 years together and still have open line of communication. And what people don't realize, philosophically, we're similar in some areas. You know what I mean? And I think that makes an intrigue for the matchup. And like
you
say,
admit to that?
Huh? Yeah, I mean, we philosophically look yeah. at the game similar. The kind of players we recruit, the types of body types. And I mean, we all go in our own direction. And I'm talking about as an overall generality of things. There's a lot of details that are totally different. But at the same time, you know one thing. His team's going to be prepared. They're going to be ready to play. We feel like we are. We're very detail oriented. We're going to have to bring great effort, great toughness, and it's going to be a great matchup. They have good players. We have good. Listen, it's the two winningest teams in the country in the last 7 years. We both have the most players in the NFL. Wow. We won national championships. We've won it.
You sold me.
I mean, it's a matchup that you want to play. Now, again, we got to quit talking about it and make sure we go play.
The storyline of the ACC versus the SEC is kind of
Thank you so much for that. That's given us 2 weeks of material.
We do appreciate that. I mean, you have to be looking at this game as something as well. Maybe a little bit of bragging rights there for your conference.
Well, it is. And when I say that, listen, all the conferences, I think the there's so much parity in college football. Yep. Listen, the top team in the SEC, the ACC, the Big Ten, the Pac-12, all of them can win it. But at the same
American
time,
when you look at the American.
Yeah, when you start looking at our league top to bottom now, I mean, two national championships the last 4 years, played out three out of four, two Heismans, runner-ups, head-to-head matchups with the other leagues. We're 8-3 in national championship games and New Year's Six bowl games. We're 8-3. No other league's better than 5-4. I mean, so in critical games. Now, do they have great legs and they're right there with yes, but nobody. I don't think we have to take a backseat to anybody. And look at the influx of coaches now coming into the ACC. I mean, name coaches, guys that want to make destination jobs. The ACC's made a commitment to football, in my opinion. And right now, I think it's carrying the torch, and it has. And that's just not a 1 year deal. That's been the last. But those other legs are good, and we got to go prove it again.
Florida State head football coach Jimbo Fisher joining us here on Live, Local, and Loud. I know that you're very busy, coach, so I'll get you out on this. I wanted to at least ask you about Jameis Winston, who, of course, is set to open up his, year three with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I saw that you kind of talked about what you feel his potential in the NFL is and how good of a player he is. How have you felt watching him kind of now as a player making his way into the league?
I mean, very proud of him, of the impact he's had on his team. Mm-hmm. Not just the performance, but the personality. You see the culture change. I'm going to tell you what, when you're around him, that's why he and I got along so well. And when you're around him and you don't want to compete, you're going to have a problem. You know what I mean? You don't want to work. You don't want to do the things you got. And at the same time, love what he's doing. I mean, he loves to play, loves to compete, and he's infectious. But then on top of that, he's so talented, he's so devoted, he's so, driven to championships. And, I mean, he's changing the culture. And I think and the Bucs are putting people around him. I think the future is going to be great for him. I think he's going to have an unbelievable career for a long, long time. I really do.
Quick follow-up on that. I lied, Coach. Are you looking forward to watching him on Hard Knocks?
Oh, yeah. Everybody's going to get to see what I saw every day. And he and I, it'll be fun. But, I mean, he will be. He'll be entertained. But here's the thing. He won't care. After 2 seconds, he won't care that camera's there. Jameis is going to be Jameis.
How many great speeches are we going to get across the season? A ton? Like, it seems like he's a real good – good communicator.
He understands. And I'm going to tell you what, he spent a lot of time in my office. And I'm not saying I'm going to speak, but what he wanted to do from this, I mean, what I'm saying, he likes to understand where a coach comes from. You know what I'm saying? And players are one thing, coaches, to understand how to grasp everybody together. He gets that part of it, which all great leaders do. And he studies and learns from everybody, and you'll get him now. I mean, it'll be straight. And here's the thing. It'll be straight from the heart.
Absolutely. We're looking forward to it, and we really do appreciate the time. Florida State
thank
head
you all
football
so much.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely.
Jimbo Fisher here on Live, Local, and Loud. Go get him this year, Coach.
Thank you, guys.
What's your favorite flavor at the sweet shop?
Huh?
What's your favorite flavor at the sweet shop?
I've dropped by. Hey, I'm trying to stay thin. I'm trying to lose my weight. If I go in there, I'm going to be in trouble. I have to get new clothes.
Always great to talk with Jimbo Fisher here at Harry Buffalo. We'll react to that coming up next. It's Live, Local, and Loud here on ESPN 580.